Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, new tariffs expected. Will there be another government shutdown? And Mark Zuckerberg responds. Plus, YouTube's new rule, LinkedIn's list of top companies, and the tennis ball debate. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. And hang out today after the news for Three Question Thursday. We're talking about the impact of the self-driving Uber crash. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Thursday, March 22nd. You ready? Let's do this. As soon as today, President Trump could have a big announcement about China. We're talking about more tariffs. Reuters reports this one could mean tariffs on Chinese imports and restrictions on China's ability to invest in U.S. companies. Why? Well, the White House has apparently said it's because of unfair trade practices. Reports say the idea might also be to stop China from stealing or using U.S. tech to get ahead. Some worry it will lead to a trade war and that retaliation could be bad for U.S. workers. China has already put out some threats. More details expected today. Stay tuned. Oh, and remember, tomorrow, Friday, is when those new steel and aluminum tariffs that have already been announced go into effect. More on that tomorrow. Well, there's another spending bill to talk about, and Congress needs to pass it by midnight Friday to keep the government open. Yes, this again. Last month, Congress did pass a bill to end a government shutdown then, and it set budget numbers and got some funding going, but it also set another deadline for tomorrow to hash out a bunch of the details. The Washington Post says this latest spending bill is for $1.3 trillion, and for now it's being considered bipartisan. There's funding for defense and border control, as well as a measure to improve the background system for gun buyers and money for gun violence research. If passed, it'll fund the government through September. Can Congress pass it, though, in time to avoid another shutdown? To be continued. The interest rate just went up. The Federal Reserve voted unanimously to raise the key interest rate from 1.5% to 1.75%. The Washington Post reports that's the highest level in a decade. It was the first big decision from the new Fed chairman, Jerome Powell. And the Fed expects the economy to get stronger through this year and next. So that means the interest rate could go up again. We're talking 2, 3, maybe even 4 times this year. Higher interest rates are good for savers who will earn more interest on the money in the bank. It's a sign of a stronger economy, too. But it's not as great for borrowers. It means more expensive loans. Soon, you may get to learn if you were one of the 50 million people who had their personal info taken off Facebook and then given to the data firm Cambridge Analytica, which is tied to the Trump campaign. Yes, we're talking about that again. Why? Well, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spoke out about the whole thing for the first time, and he talked about how Facebook will try to deal. First, the New York Times says Facebook will contact the people who had their data taken in this particular incident, which, by the way, people's info was taken through a personality quiz app that went around on Facebook and got to take a deep dive into people's profiles. Then that info was passed on to the data firm without permission. So Facebook is saying we'll let people know if they were impacted, and we're working on making sure no other apps do the same thing. Zuckerberg did say sorry, but critics say he didn't explain why Facebook waited so long to deal with this. Remember, the whole ordeal has caused elected officials in both the U.S. and Britain to launch investigations. The serial bomber in Austin, Texas, is now dead. Police say they ID'd him, found him, and at the end of a police chase, he set off another homemade explosive in his own car and died. Police later found a 25-minute video on his cell phone where they say he confessed and talked about his troubles, but he still didn't give a clear motive. Police say a combo of some surveillance footage and cell phone data helped break the case. For the last 3 weeks, people in Austin have been very nervous. Several homemade bombs killed 2 people and injured 4 more. So this is at least some relief. All right, other things people may be talking about today. The 4th nor'easter in 3 weeks. As expected, it hit hard yesterday. The Northeast got a lot of snow. The Weather Channel says snow will keep falling in some cities today, although it'll let up in a lot of the areas as well. Already, airlines have canceled thousands of flights and thousands of homes, dealt with power outages. On the West Coast, a lot of rain in Southern California yesterday and again this morning. Some people in Montecito have had to evacuate. You might remember that area dealt with a deadly mudslide in January, and it's at risk again. YouTube is saying not allowed and is cracking down on videos involving weapons. Starting next month, videos promoting or linking to websites that sell guns or weapon accessories will be banned, along with any videos that give instructions on how to assemble firearms. YouTube and the company that owns it, Google, has gotten a lot of heat for allowing some of those videos in the past. But now Bloomberg reports a lot of people who support gun rights are the ones upset. Some worry that this could just be the beginning of more bans and restrictions. LinkedIn has its list of top 50 companies in the U.S. right now. The site says it looks at four things to decide. Interest in the company, aka how many people want to work there, engagement with other employees on LinkedIn, job demand, and employee retention. Number one on the list, Amazon. LinkedIn credits its never-ending expansion as one of the reasons for making the top. What color are tennis balls? Yellow or green? That's one of the debates going around online, and even pro player Roger Federer weighed in. He says they're yellow. That's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Three Question Thursday, where an expert guest gives us some bonus info about a different news topic every Thursday. This week, we're having a guest back on the show because one of your suggestions on Instagram, so thank you for that. So here's the deal. A couple weeks ago, we talked about self-driving cars, what's happening today, and what the future might look like. You can go back and listen to that interview. It was on the March 8th episode. But then this week, that self-driving Uber hit and killed a woman in Arizona. The first pedestrian killed by an autonomous car. So I invited Dr. Sean Dubravac back on the show. He was the chief economist at the Consumer Technology Association, and he wrote the New York Times bestseller, Digital Destiny: How the New Age of Data Will Transform the Way We Work, Live, and Communicate. So a quick reminder first on what happened. Uber was testing one of its self-driving cars on the streets in Tempe, Arizona. There was a human backup driver behind the wheel, just in case. Now, media reports this week said the police chief there thinks the crash would have been hard to avoid even if it was a human driver, that the woman walked out of the shadows at night going from a center median into a lane of traffic and was not in a crosswalk. But yesterday, just a few hours after I did this interview you're about to hear, police did release the video footage from the car. The Wall Street Journal has it, and you can go and watch it in today's show notes. You can see the woman in the road just before the impact. It also shows the car didn't slow down or swerve, and the backup driver behind the wheel was looking down for about 5 seconds just before the moment of impact. At this point, no one has been charged, but the investigation is still going on. So Sean Dubravac is here to discuss his perspective from sort of inside the industry and the potential impact of this incident on self-driving cars. Sean, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Wonderful to be back with you.
When you saw this happen, being someone who watches this world and this industry, what goes through your mind?
I look at the broader history of innovation. I mean, first and foremost, obviously, the tragic loss of life here is heartbreaking for many. And my heart goes out to, obviously, family and friends of the victim, but also individuals like the driver. I can only imagine how heartbreaking it is to be in a vehicle that results in a fatality. If you look at the broader picture of innovation, we've seen this path before. Take a look at airlines. If you go back and you look at accidents that resulted in fatalities, that rose on an annual basis from the 1940s through the early 1970s. It's only been since the 1970s that we saw airline accident fatalities on an annual basis really start to trend down. And of course, last year was the safest year on record for commercial passenger flights. And so we could see that same scenario play out with self-driving vehicles. Obviously, the technology that's involved here is much further advanced than we were with commercial airline travel from the 1940s to the 1970s. Computer simulations allow us to learn from these type of situations in order to help us never repeat them.
Police do have that video right away. They don't necessarily have to go searching for surveillance video because that car has a camera on top. It's my understanding, one facing forward and one facing the driver. What tech was on that car that you know of or are on most self-driving cars?
Certainly, there's all of the navigation technology, the LiDAR and other technology like that, most likely there was probably additional cameras, whether it was a dash cam or some additional cameras. So I imagine they have very good video footage of the accident happening. Remember, what they're trying to do in this situation is capture a tremendous amount of data and a tremendous amount of information so that they can improve the entire system of self-driving vehicles, the entire fleet that's out there. All of this information is being captured. It's being examined. They'll create computer simulations based upon information, and they'll run through a variety of in those simulations. And we're not talking hundreds or thousands. We're talking tens of thousands, even millions of simulations that they're running off of this information.
Last time you were on, you mentioned that self-driving cars in the future could really start to shift who is responsible for crashes if and when they happen. So in this situation, who is responsible? How does that play out?
So the Tempe police will be looking to determine if there's criminal liability here. I think at this point, everything is on the table. Certainly, it would naturally be the person sitting in the driver's seat because it was in self-driving autonomous mode. It'll definitely be Uber. The manufacturer, this in this case, Volvo, could clearly be involved in that as well. And so all of those things are pending the final reports when they come out in the months ahead.
Will incidents like this slow down some of that testing and innovation, even if it's just a perception, even if the car wasn't at fault?
It certainly slows down part of the testing. So Uber has, for the moment, temporarily stopped doing live testing on open roads until the reports have been published and all of the investigations have been completed. And so that piece of the testing that Uber is doing is right now on hold. Clearly, they're doing a tremendous amount of testing in the back end. They're testing new hardware, new software. They're, as I mentioned already, they're running through millions of simulations. All of that will help propel the technology forward. But yes, you'll see, at least in a limited fashion, in a temporary fashion, some of that testing be put on hold until we have greater clarity into all of the parameters of this particular incident.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the information.
Glad to be here with you.
Again, after this interview, Tempe police did release some of the video footage. I'll be linking to that and more articles about this entire topic in today's show notes. Just head on over to thenewsworthy.com. That's also where you'll find links to read more about all of the news we covered in today's episode. So again, it's thenewsworthy.com. From the homepage, click episodes and then today's date, Thursday, March 22nd. Thanks again for listening. The Newsworthy is ready for you by 4 a.m. Eastern Time every weekday, so I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.